This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show. Our username here is lrn.fm. You do that, you'll sound better than the average caller, which is it's a good thing. So, again, it's Free Talk Live. We'll go right into your phone calls. Coming up, the Pledge of Allegiance. Someone outside of the freedom movement has been critiquing the pledge. In fact, it's Psychology Today. Derek J. has a story for us. Actually, Mark, you brought the very same thing in tonight.
So I did.
It's always a good sign when, you know, we don't coordinate at all what we all are interested in talking about. We always usually just meet a few minutes before the show starts and see who has what to discuss. And you both brought the same thing to the table, so that's usually a good indicator that we should go with it. But first, your calls. Greg in Brooklyn, New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Greg. Good. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called on Friday. I was talking about how there are, I think, some legitimate things that government could be used for, and more generally, when you might want to centralize things versus decentralize them. And in my opinion, and I've been studying the subject a lot because of the startup that I run, how to run organizations, and it basically boils down to this. People have minimum expectations, which change from century to century or society to society. And if an expectation, the minimum expectation shared by a huge amount of the population, it might make sense for a single entity to go and try to ensure that, because then the costs of ensuring that go down dramatically because of economies of scale, basically.
Like when, for instance, the government legalizes slavery, and you know, since a large enough percentage of the population thinks it's acceptable, they can implement slavery more efficiently than if people tried to do it themselves.
Well, I wouldn't exactly use that as an example, but property rights, bringing up slavery, I would say property rights would be an example of something that everyone is interested in defending, and so government provided courts.
First of all, that's not true. There are people who don't believe in property. So to say that everyone's interested in defending property rights would be an incorrect statement.
And, of course, one of the difficulties with property is even discussing it when the state is involved. If an organization can demand money from you in order to secure your property, they are by themselves, by their very definition, the monopolistic thieves.
Well, first of all, I agree with you that not everybody wants anything. I mean, some people prefer to be homeless, for example. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, there's very few things that everyone will agree on. So what I'm saying is, though, is how things get organized. There's an element of basically emergent phenomenon where it's not that there's a legitimate moral reason for a government. It's more like it comes together, and if it will come together, what kind of things would lead to better outcomes if it did? And those kinds of things all fall into one thing, which is that if enough people want it, if 90% of people need emergency room care to save their life, then that type of thing you might want to socialize the costs of, but not what.
Why?
I wouldn't want to do anything like that.
If I saw a bunch of people who needed emergency room services, I would go into business as a hospital.
Or you could create a charity to help people that can't afford to pay those hospital bills if you wanted to. Look, the problem with what you're saying here is not that there aren't people who, you know, could use certain services and would benefit from those services, or that there might be quantity discounts or bulk buy discounts available in the marketplace for large groups of people. But the thing is, when you're forcing people into a bulk buy discount, that becomes a problem. If you're forcing people to pay for services, they might have a moral objection to. That becomes a problem. I have a moral objection to forcing people to do anything against their will that, you know, they're not interested in joining with. So if it's such a great idea, if let's just say the emergency room care or whatever, something that you think is very important, if you think this is such a great idea, then why not put together some sort of voluntary association of people that can come together and negotiate? Like, doesn't the AARP do this to some extent? They negotiate for all of their members to get discounts on things in the marketplace.
Sure.
So you could do the same thing, and then everything you'd be doing would be completely consensual, and you wouldn't have to put any guns to anyone's head. Or, I'm sorry, you wouldn't do it, Greg, but the police would certainly do it.
Well, sure.
And, in your state.
Again, right. I mean, like I said last time, there's two different discussions here. One is, if you want to maximize the benefit of the outcomes, then that's sort of the utilitarian approach. If you talk about morality or forcing people, that's a completely separate discussion because...
Well, it's also your opinion about what's the benefit, right? Like the person who is setting up the government program that forcing people into it, they're saying they know what's best and that they're going to force everyone into what they think is best for them because they know what's best. But what if the other people who are getting forced into the program have a different idea about what is best? What if they want something that's completely different from what they're being forced to support? That's not taken under consideration, is it?
Well, yeah, there's a legitimate concern that once you put the machinery of government in place, that it could be hijacked by special interest groups and force people to do things that are not necessarily things that 99% of people need. I'm talking about things that legitimately, at this point, can be shown that 99% of people want their lives to be saved when they have something that needs emergency care. That's not something that is really that... controversial, I think.
Why do you? What's controversial is putting a gun to somebody's head and threatening them with violence if they don't want to go along with your brilliant plan. I mean, you do see that that's wrong, right?
But Greg,
of course,
90% of people wanted cotton picked in 1860. That's the point of what Free Talk Live does. I get where you're coming from a utilitarian standpoint that, yes, the majority is largely going to get their way because they can rip, they can eviscerate the minority. They have the power of size on their side. Generally,
right.
That's
and that's
the
why
case.
You need to, by the way, that's why you need to protect civil rights as well. You need the government to limit itself. That's very important as well.
But
how's that working
it's
out?
Never going to do that, and you know that. The government is an organization of power.
No, if you put Greg in charge, they would really...
That centralizes. No, Greg's got a great point here. His point is of emergent technologies, and that's true. But what you're assuming is that technology emerges linearly, and I disagree with that point, Greg. The fact is that things change. Man went from being self-directed to being horse-directed, in that he sat on a horse, and the horse went where the horse wanted, even though the man tried to direct it, to being self-directed in a car. Like, things went differently than along that linear progression. And what my claim to you is that Free Talk Live, as a voice for morality, not for practicality, claims that people should be able to have singular volition. Yes, the individuals, the hoi polloi, they'll always ultimately get what they want after they have begged their masters long enough. Likely they'll get it. And I think they should. Someplace else. Leave me alone.
Well, I think the morality and the practicality actually go hand in hand. I would disagree with Greg's characterization here that there's some sort of choice between, you know, economies of scale and forcing everyone into the same system and having freedom and freedom of choice. I think that you get better economies of scale, better service when you have freedom.
Yeah, absolutely.
More practical and more moral.
Right. I mean, Greg, you're here advocating putting people in a prison cell if they don't want to go along with your program, and it's just not okay with me.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Aren't you taking these positions because you believe in them, or are you just, you know, taking the positions for the purpose of taking them?
I do believe in it, and in the sense that I'm asking myself the question, if we do have government, which, anyway, an organization has to be run somehow, there has to be a management somehow. So if we do have a constitution or something, how do we actually set it up? What should it do? And it took me a long time to figure out what is common to all the things that legitimately seem to be lead to better outcomes. And it seems to be only the things that most people, an overwhelming number of people, need.
So most people would like to have a roof over their head. Most people would like to be protected from the elements.
Sure.
Would you say that most people then should expect that the government provide them with shelter?
Well, I would certainly argue that the government should take away a lot of the means-tested welfare that they have and replace it with unconditional basic income that would certainly provide for a minimal shelter, minimal food, minimal water, and everything else, mm-hmm. so that people can.
And if I don't want to, if I don't want to contribute to that program, then what should happen to me?
Well, if you run a business and your business gets a license to operate in a particular jurisdiction, then that comes with a contract and.
I don't have a license.
Well, the license doesn't come with a contract. The license is, we will kill you if you put your business here and you haven't gotten our licensure. I mean, that's not a contract exactly.
You know, if you're going to use force against people, Greg, you should at least own it. You should at least own up to it. I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You want to be a dictator? Own it.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 8th, 2014, gold opened at $1,264.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,10.47, $655.23 for a half ounce, or $327.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,10.47, $655.23, and $327.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Is PayPal going to be embracing Bitcoin soon? We've got some details on the headlines that you might have seen around the internets today. And it's good news, sort of. It's getting there to be really good news. Getting close. MyMagicMud.com. Mark, you've been using MyMagicMud. I have been using MyMagicMud. Derek J., I've seen the jar of MyMagicMud on your shelf. Have you had a chance to crack into it yet?
No, I haven't used it. I'm a little afraid.
Are you?
Yeah. Like, I've got my... Because I'm almost out of my regular toothpaste. And when I'm out,
no, you don't
then
use
I'm going to switch.
You don't want to use this every application.
Okay.
We have failed to inform you properly about how to do that.
You could, though, right? Well, no, you did say that, but I just sort of wanted to do it my own way.
Well, I don't know the answer. I tend to follow instructions as I'm given them, uh-huh. especially by the products, people that created the product. I suppose you can do whatever you want with it. It is by no means the least costly way to brush one's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It's 150 applications for $25.
Yeah.
And what I was told by the people that created it, Jessica Armand, she's a homeschooling mother of three, and she created it, and she said to use it every application for between a week and 10 days.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, once a day for between a week and 10 days, and then go every other day after that.
Okay.
I generally do every day to every other day.
Well, if that's what
other...
the creator says, then that makes sense.
I'll do that.
Okay.
But it's a lovely product. It's actually tooth powder, not toothpaste. And it's black.
Indeed.
It seems kind of counterintuitive. How could something black actually make your teeth more white? And that's one of the things that that this product does is a tooth whitener.
It's tooth whitener. It it cleans your mouth in a way that it polishes your teeth and cleans your mouth in a way that I think will be very surprising to people because I've never experienced anything like it.
Yeah, they say it also reduces sensitivity as well.
And, indeed.
It's an amazing product. You can go and get your own jar over at MyMagicMud.com. And that's also where you can listen to some audio of, was it Dr. Griffin Cole, I think?
That's right.
Where he talks about some of the benefits of the product. But really, we're seeing our listeners posting about the benefits in the Free Talk
Live over and over again.
Yes.
It's like a snowball. Because I think some people think, radio guys, they'll say anything.
You guys are full of it.
Of course, we try our very best not to do that here on Free Talk Live. I mean, I've tried it. It works for me. This is my experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie to you. But, as people see these testimonies coming through on the Free Talk Live Facebook page and the Amplifier page, they are more and more motivated.
Of course. So it's working for people, and that's why people are commenting about it. MyMagicMud.com.
Indeed.
And they take Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. There. Indeed they do. Yes.
All right. So we still have to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance here in a little bit. Derek J. has that story he'll be sharing with us. But I just felt like we should continue to comment a little further on what the gentleman Greg in New York was having to say. Because after the segment was over and we were in the middle of the break, we were kind of continuing to have a discussion about him. And it's frustrating when people who are obviously intelligent, like, Greg's no dummy.
I think he's a great caller.
Right? He's always got smart-sounding calls. He's not a dummy.
And he listens to input. It's not like a brick wall where he's just got his ideas and he's not going to listen to any of yours. So
they
take some in. And
we have to feel like a brick wall, right?
Yes.
Like we have to feel that way. We are ideologues.
Yeah. Well, and so is he. His ideology is a different one.
He's
and that
much
is
more
that,
practically based, though.
Then what?
Well, I don't know if I agree that it's practical to buy things all in one big bureaucracy because I think that makes things very inefficient.
That's the conversation that, the problem is with practicality is that you can almost never win the argument in having conversations with people about practicality of government because, they'll say, economies of scale and that sort of thing. But one thing you need to understand is that big rewards big. When it comes to economies of scale, is that big governments want to do business with big companies. Big companies like big companies. They don't want to do business with small companies because they just don't know how to interact with them. Mm-hmm. I've had this happen several times with advertisers. It's like, send me an insertion order and over your contract and all these things. I'm like, are you going to buy these ads? Do you want these ads? Because I'll run them for you. And I don't have all this stuff. I can generate it for you if that's what you need, but They know. They get the feel. Yeah, my wife slash business office manager will get that information to you when she's put my son down for a nap. You know, like, they know what's up. They get the feeling. And so what you're doing when you're talking about big government is you're instituting fascism. Every time, all the time. That's all you can do. And by fascism, I mean big corporations, government, the marriage corporations and government. That's what fascism is to me. I'm not talking about the racist aspect of fascism that has cropped up along the way.
I think that's where Greg gets derailed, because I'm speculating, but this is the way I thought for a little while. It's like, oh, well, economies of scale. You know, I learned a little bit of economics in college, and it makes more sense that we all buy in our health insurance all the same. We all benefit from that because, I pay less of a rate now, and I don't know. You get some benefit when you buy a lot of stuff, and people don't always want that. Maybe I want the freedom to not buy health insurance, and so I don't benefit from that economy of scale.
It's true that you do, you know, if you buy in bulk, you get a discount, right? If you buy the big long sandwich at the sub shop, you'll get a better price per inch than you will if you buy the shorter sandwich. I mean, that's all true.
Yeah, so it seems practical, but it assumes I want the sandwich.
But the thing that is missing is that if everyone were to buy things from one sub shop, and that one sub shop were the only shop that was in town, and that's the only place you can go and get food,
service,
you're
going to
see that the prices are going to go up and that the service is not going to be so hot because they know you can't go anywhere else. So even if you are buying all from the same group or whatever, if that's the only group for which you can buy, you're not going to get a good deal from that group, even if everyone is throwing in money. And that's what we're talking about with the proposal of government-run healthcare, is one source from which people can purchase and are forced to purchase a product. And the idea that that's going to somehow result in efficiency is ridiculous.
It sounds like these stories I heard about the Soviet Union, where people would go back before the empire fell, and they would go to the grocery store and have to choose from just can of soup, like bread
line.
And, you know, that was it. You didn't have all these choices of Wonder Bread or Pepperidge Farm or whatever you want.
A lot of people found it very disconcerting when they switched over from communism to capitalism.
Many choices. It could be shocking.
Two types of pickles?
It could be paralyzing.
I remember we talked to somebody who was telling us about the former Soviet states afterwards and what things were like there and how the different Soviet states kind of handled the changeover. Some of them were more friendly to the marketplace than others. Estonia was mentioned as one of the more friendly to the marketplaces. And the description we had from this former Russian person or Estonian person.
Well, Greg, by the way, is from Russia too, and he probably could speak to that.
I didn't know that.
I believe so. That's what he said.
Anyway, the story was that they, you know, like a McDonald's opened up, and people would go in there and have no idea what to do. They would stand there and not, like,
what?
A menu? I mean, they're used to standing
seriously
in lines for hours to get some moldy, stale bread.
Yeah, and you only have one choice. It would be like one of those people who's only seen one brand of pickles in their entire life just saying, like, well, we get economies of scale from having the same pickle company. How dare you want choices in your pickles?
Well, the pickles are a little rotten, but it's an economy of scale. The toll-free number is 855-453. And again, that ignores all of the morality question as well. And to me, that, you know, if you're presenting the immorality of putting a gun to someone's head, and you've got someone who is saying, well, but that's what we need to do. We have to put guns to people's heads because it's for their own good. That's probably not a good prospect for freedom, at least not at that time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. And there's some fundraising going on for a couple of guys who were allegedly involved with the Silk Road. Silk Road is a underground marketplace where all kinds of interesting things are available for purchase, such as drugs that in a lot of places are considered illegal. And so, therefore, the FBI targeted Silk Road back in October of 2013, took the site offline, and then arrested a man they accused of being its operator, Ross Ulbricht. You can donate to his campaign to raise money for his defense at freeross.org. But Ross isn't the only person who was alleged to be involved with the Silk Road. There's also Andrew Jones, who is a Free State Project participant. He is someone who, like those of us in the studio, has signed the pledge at the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org, which, by the way, now has over 16,000 signers, 16,000 people who, like Andrew, pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. Unfortunately, Andrew won't be moving anywhere anytime soon because he's currently on house arrest, 24/7 lock-in in his parents' house, essentially, as he's awaiting trial for some pretty serious criminal charges of conspiracy to commit hacking, to money launder, and to distribute drugs. He's facing the rest of his life in prison. And he sure could use your support. If you think this is an insane war on drugs and you want to see it end, then you should really consider supporting Andrew Jones at DrewsDefense.org. If you support the Silk Road and you support freedom to purchase whatever product you want to, this is a pretty important case. So DrewsDefense.org. Maybe he wasn't involved with the Silk Road. Nobody knows. He hasn't been found guilty yet. But they sure do want to go after this guy, and he's never been accused of actually hurting anybody. No one has ever said they were a victim of Andrew Jones. It's the state that's coming after him, and you can support him. DrewsDefense.org. As we continue here, talking about explaining the ideas of freedom to people who have it in their head, some sort of grandiose scheme to make things better. Well, if we would only change this about government, if we would only have this program, because people need stuff, we need to take care of them. They're expecting to be taken care of, and so we need to have government programs to take care of people. I mean, well, don't you want to help sick people and help old people and help poor people? Are you just callous? Don't you? Are you libertarians? You don't want to help people, do you?
I think that kind of thinking is a statist trap for smart people, because like people like Greg, or they want to figure out how to fix the world. There are some serious problems here, and if I could just figure out what they are and adjust them with these levers and knobs that government gives me, I'll make everything okay. So he's trying to make the case of like, this is how we do it, but I think he's wrong.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And you meet so many smart statists, right? Like these people who are just brilliant at figuring out how to control you. And
they want to be the farmers on the human farm.
They won't think about it that way, though.
But they want to control the other people, because we know that the world is full. I mean, half of the population has an IQ under 100. Let's be serious here. So, I mean, do humans need management? They do. As far as I'm concerned, they do. Do they need government? As far as I'm concerned, they do. The one thing, the one caveat I would state is that, look, competition is generally good. Competition brings us innovation, lower prices, better customer service, so many things. And all we need is competition in governments to provide people with huge leaps forward. Because really, when it comes down to it, statism, the idea that government's going to solve problems is just, it's one tiny little step forward, one tiny little step forward every 50 years. What's the ultimate difference?
Well, hold on a second. I mean, that's not true, right? Because ultimately government creates more problems than it solves.
I'm not talking about that. But the steps forward, I'm saying, is in the human condition.
Uh-huh.
And I would suggest that the steps forward in the human condition come from...
in spite of government, in my opinion.
Innovation. They come from, inventions, technology, these kind of things.
Usually in the spaces
the
government wherein government doesn't exist.
But the government takes credit for all of this stuff. I think it's arguable that democracy or republic or whatever terminology you wish to describe it with was a step forward. But the idea that somehow the best form of government was created 230-something years ago and that we're not going to see anything better than this is really ludicrous.
Yeah,
the next obvious step is competition. It used to be that people couldn't live together that were of different religions. They just couldn't do it. Well, why in the world? Now they can. They live just fine on the same streets together. Mm-hmm. Why in the world? And people have different insurance companies. They have different cell providers. They have different. Why can't they have different governments? And by that, I mean an organization that's going to provide them with some level of protection, the kind of protection that they want and demand for themselves.
Well, the reason why they can is because the state would not have it no other way. I mean, they want you in their system because you're funding their system and their pensions and all of that. There's a lot of money involved in the state as it currently exists. And to allow people to simply opt out, which would be the solution, you know, like the idea we were talking, I think you were talking on the Sunday show with Rich Paul, who called in from jail, about sort of being a steward of a child rather than an owner as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that once that child is ready to take on responsibility as an adult, that they should be allowed to do that, that they should be allowed to break free from the shackles of the parents, the controls of the parents, if they think they're ready for it. Maybe if it turns out they're wrong, they come back to their parents and then, all right, well, now you got to follow the rules again, kid, if you want to live under our roof, that kind of thing. So why why couldn't the same thing be true with a government where, you know, you're born into the world and there's, you know, your parents have this government that they might have hired to do whatever it is they would have a government for. I don't know what you would want one for, but Marx insists that people want it. So, you know, there would be still presumably people that want some sort of governmental service. So obviously their children would be under that service as well. But if the child has decided they would prefer a different government service at some point, they should be able to change that or opt out entirely and be a self-governor.
It's too dangerous. Just one person breaking free of the state and having freedom would ruin it for everybody.
Well, that's really the problem with a monopoly system, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you allow one person to get away with it, then the whole thing essentially is in jeopardy. This is the reason, essentially, that police officers will ultimately kill you in order to pull you over to give you a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. If you don't pull over, then, you know, pretty soon lots of cops will be behind you. You still don't pull over. They'll start, you know, trying to put up roadblocks, maybe shooting out your tires. Helicopters will be involved. They have to stop you because you must obey.
Yeah, and if you don't, it's the death of the state, right? The death of the idea of obedience.
If they're like, well, we got his license plate number, you know, whatever. We'll just send him a ticket. You know, they can't do that. It's the obvious choice. Yeah, you know, I'm in pursuit, and I got a license plate number. What do you want me to do, Chief? Kill him! You know, I mean, it has to be the choice.
And it's uncomfortable for the intelligent statist to admit that's actually what they support, that through the desire to have these wonderful programs that are going to take care of people that are funded by force, you have to ultimately put a threat of violence behind them. And at some point during his call, he did cop to it. But it's very difficult to get somebody to really embrace the idea of, yes, this is what I need to do to fund my program, to make my dreams come true of some sort of society where everybody is taken care of. It has to be backed by the threat of force. It has to be backed by violence because they don't want to have to use violence on people. They really don't.
Do you
want to
do this the easy way or do you want to do it the hard way?
Yeah. They don't want it to come to that, but they know ultimately in their heart of hearts that that's where it's coming from.
It seems like most of politics is shielding the truth of language, like sanctions. You know, like we use
euphemisms. We're going to starve your poor people in order to teach your rich people a lesson.
Yeah, that'll work.
Right, but Greg or any educated person could sound like they know what they're talking about when they say, well, we should impose sanctions. That sounds like a legitimate, reasonable offer. But, you know, then you consider that that's actually hurting people. That's hurting innocent people.
It's
not a good idea.
Wait, right. You're absolutely right. In fact, there's a book that Daryl Perry publishes on his website, fpp.cc, called The Doublespeak Dictionary.
Yeah.
By Star O'Hara, I think is her name. Mm-hmm. I read this when I was in jail, Daryl, for civil disobedience. Daryl sent me a copy of it. And it's a whole list of those things where it just goes through all these government euphemisms for violence, essentially, and kind of gives you the real definition of what the word actually means. Like you were saying with sanctions there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. More. We'll talk about the Pledge of Allegiance coming up on Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture
recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about people who are really intelligent and are unfortunately applying their intelligence to coming up with ways to control people. There's a lot of that out there, and we'll come back.
A lot of it in Washington, D.C.
A lot of them everywhere out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Many of them are aspiring to be in a place like Washington, D.C., but they don't have the political capital to make it happen, so they just, you know,
root for the other guys.
Put their ideas out there and hope they get picked up. But you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. The Pledge of Allegiance, would like to talk about that here in a little bit. There's a story from Psychology Today where somebody is actually questioning the pledge. Looking forward to hearing more on that. Your calls are certainly welcome on whatever happens to be on your mind. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Keenvention. You can go to keenvention.info and get registered for the second year of Keenvention. It's going to be happening October 31st through November 2nd. So it's coming up in less than 2 months at this point. This is crunch time for Keenvention. And there's still a few panels that have yet to be announced. So please stay tuned over at keenvention.info for the latest. You can go there right now and you can actually go back and look at all the videos from last year. You can watch Derek Jay and I talking with Chris Cantwell about violence versus peace and the legislative panel, the direct action panel. We had so many great discussions and great speeches that were given last year, and it's all preserved, and and it's all free. You can just go and watch it. It's almost as good as being there, but not quite as good, because if you're actually there, you get to meet these people. You get to, you know, talk to folks and connect with the activists up here in New Hampshire, and that's what Keenvention is all about. It's about bringing attention to the activists, who, to me, these are the real superstars. These are the celebrities. There's a lot of great conventions that the libertarian movement puts together, and the Free State Project does a couple good ones. There's the Liberty Forum in wintertime and the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the summer. But both of those, they invite big-name libertarian speakers from all across the country. These are people who, in a lot of cases, are the thinkers of the movement, but they're not the doers. And the doers are here in New Hampshire. They're getting active. There's over 1,600 people here now as part of the Free State Project. And we're going to highlight some of the real, like, names, the people who are on the ground, boots on the ground out there, whether it's legislative or direct action. We're going to cover all those topics, and it's going to be, I think it'll be enlightening and fun as well, because we always like to have the social side of the event. And Derek J., you're in charge of the costume contest. That's going to be happening.
That's right. Yeah, I won't share too much about it, but just that
it's going to happen.
We're going to have fun on Friday.
It's a Halloween night. It literally is happening Halloween night, so I think that's going to be extra spooky and an extra good time. So looking forward to that.
Me too.
Go to Keenvention.info. You can get registered there, get your tickets for a credit card or Bitcoin. $60 worth would be appropriate, and that'll get you in for the entire weekend. And there's something else that's different about Keenvention is we don't, you know, not only are we not bringing in, like, outside speakers, which increases costs of running an event. Usually if you're bringing in outside speakers, you've got to pay them airfare, put them up in a hotel room, that kind of thing. We don't have to do that with Keenvention, so we can keep the cost down. Plus, we don't do the in-hotel banquet dinners, which you commonly find at conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are nice because, you know, they kind of give people an excuse to sit maybe with people they don't know yet. But if it's a small event like Keenvention, you get to meet everybody anyway. It's an intimate affair. There's only about 100 people that attended last year. And so you really are already kind of intimate with folks. And so really just folks just go out on their own volition to different places in town. So you get to get a flavor of Keen, go out and go to some of the local restaurants with folks. So you get out of the hotel as well as spending time inside the hotel. Keenvention. Go to Keenvention.info. Let's go to Cliff. He's in Nashua. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was trying to find a sports station, one of the ball games or football games tonight, Monday Night Football, and I happened to turn the dial, and I got lucky, and I just heard you guys, and I was venting on Facebook today, and I was just, a lot of these topics were on my mind, and I was just wondering who with the primary tomorrow, who are you guys endorsing, or who do you think is, I was listening to the debates that was just on WMUR recently.
So I don't want to go into New Hampshire politics simply because we're doing an international radio show, and I don't think it'll be particularly interesting to talk about which candidate versus which candidate. But there are some resources in New Hampshire for people who like freedom, who want to know, like, what are the best options. I know there's a new website called LibertyBallot.com that, for whatever reason, is only focusing on Republican races as far as the freedom-oriented choices in the Republican races. I think that's unfortunate. I'd like to see them expand to cover all of the different options out there because, for instance, in some Democratic primaries in New Hampshire, you do have liberty-oriented candidates. I'm running for governor, as a matter of fact, so there is an option there in the Democratic primary. But, you know, there's obviously different races to talk about, and this isn't really the right venue for sort of local political discussion. But check out LibertyBallot.com if you're in New Hampshire. That might give you some info. And okay, that's where I would start.
You know, are there any libertarians on the ballot, do you know of?
Not in a primary. There's libertarians generally handle their elections across the country internally as far as a primary goes, decide who's going to be where and who's not.
Well, good for the libertarians on that point, because it actually doesn't cost their primary, if you will, when they meet, and this is true everywhere, not just the Libertarian Party, or not the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, is it true across the United States. When libertarians get together at their annual convention, that's when they pick who their candidates are going to be. So they don't need the government to run an election for them to decide who's going to be their candidate. They just do it all internally, and so therefore all of the costs are borne by the party and the party members rather than the taxpayers.
As it should be.
Especially what a primary is.
But as a quick answer to your question, I'm going to take Jim Rubens tomorrow.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah,
and nobody in our
that.
Audience really has any really cares about that, Mark. Hey, Cliff, I wish you the best out there. Thanks for listening to Free Talk
Live. Hey, welcome. I did a little bit of research while I was waiting to get on, and I seen you guys had moved from Sarasota, and I'm glad I found your channel, and I'll try to listen more.
Oh, great. You must be listening to WSMN down there in Nashua. And, yeah, we're there every night, and so thanks for tuning in. And call us anytime. And when you call next time, you know, let's talk about an issue. Let's talk about something that's important to you. I realize the election's important to you, but
it is important.
Ideally, it should be also important to somebody who's listening in California or in Cameroon, Africa, or something like that. So keep that in mind next time you call in. Thanks, Cliff, for the call. I appreciate it, man.
Right.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I actually just posted a voter's guide for Keene on freekeene.com, but you know, it wouldn't make sense to go into the details of who and why here on the air, because most of our audience cannot vote for any of these people.
Yes.
So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But aren't you going to vote, Derek Jason?
Were
you talking about that last night with Bill Buford?
Yeah, and I was catching some criticism for that. Because
he was saying it was immoral and violent.
Come on. As an anarchist, you know, I struggled with the idea of voting at all. I never voted before moving to New Hampshire, and my first vote,
even back when you were working for Greenpeace.
Yeah, I still never registered, never went into a ballot area or anything. But my first vote ever was cast for Ron Paul when I decided to move here to New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
And that was in 2012. So that was fun. And then my second vote was for you. And then that's it. That's all I've got. That's my voting experience. And
at least you don't feel like you've got blood on your hands, right? Because
no, I always voted for Liberty candidates.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about voting Libertarian. You never have to worry about winning.
So,
not true.
People like...
Really? What Libertarians have won?
In New Hampshire, Libertarians are winning left and right. They're just running as Republicans and Democrats.
I said voting Libertarian.
Uh-huh.
I was being specific about the party, and it's pretty rare that a Libertarian wins anything.
That's rare. Libertarians get on a ballot.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but you can still vote for Libertarians who are running as Republicans or Democrats.
Exactly. I'm running as a Democrat because it would have been completely a huge waste of time and money to run as a Libertarian. I would have had to have spent $5,000. If I didn't want to go out and collect 5,000 petition signatures all on my own, which would have been a huge time-consuming task, which would have essentially been a full-time job. If I'd spent 40 hours a week collecting signatures, you know, for several months, I probably would have been able to get that done alone. But most people you have to actually hire to do that kind of work, and it's a buck a signature. So 3,000 signatures is the requirement to get on the ballot as a governor candidate for Libertarians or any third party here in New Hampshire. And that's actually not bad compared to some states. But here, you know, that's a lot of money. I don't have that money to spend on a political campaign. It's not worth it.
Well, I used to see voting as immoral because it's essentially forcing other people to have the same opinion that I have. Like, oh, you want this guy. Well, too bad. You don't get him.
I do have that feeling. I do want to force other people to have the same opinion I do, as long as the opinion is stop hitting people, stop shooting people, stop slapping them in the face, stop beating them over the head with nightsticks, stop threatening your frickin' neighbor. Yes, I'm willing to force people to do that. I call it
playground etiquette.
I call it the non-aggression principle. Mm. And what I mean by that is you don't get to hit people unless they've hit you first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
this
the
is
rule.
Basic preschool playground rules. I mean, I learned this a long time ago, but apparently a lot of people forget it when they get all educated and grow up.
Well, there's propaganda that changes our language so that we get confused about what stuff is really happening.
And there's indoctrination pledges, like the Pledge of Allegiance, which we can talk about coming up here in hour number 3. Plenty of time as well for you with your calls. You dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. There's more Free Talk Live on the way.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve controlled low interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN. 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.